and a beautiful Arizona. Good morning to you all. If you're the type that likes to get up and listen to Rosie on the House, follow along in the garden, sip your coffee, maybe after the broadcast about 11, stroll out for a little brunch, and then find something to do, we've got a special announcement for you. There's the Flower Show Floral Festival, sponsored by the Scottsdale Garden Club, going on today at Mustang Library. It's on 90th Street, just south of Shea, south of the hospital, from noon to 6, open to the public. It's an opportunity to stroll floral arrangements that have received national recognition. I think I might have just scheduled Nick's afternoon for him. He was called in with a question for John J. Harper on daffodils. Good morning, sir. It sounds like he's got his phone down and his dog's barking.
No, got to turn the radio off.
What can we tell Nick about daffodils since he's listening to the radio?
Well, the daffodils, if these are daffodils that have been in the ground for a number of years, one of the reasons they might not be blooming is just he's got them in a too high a nitrogen cycle, perhaps needs to add some triple phosphate or a high phosphorus fertilizer to get them to where they'll build up that blooming mechanism again, and he's growing too much foliage and not blooming. They could be too shady, although daffodils will bloom in pretty shady areas. And the other thing is you want to make sure that you don't cut any of the foliage off of any of your bulbs. If you've planted bulbs and they've bloomed, a lot of them have already bloomed out. You want to make sure you let all the green, all the foliage die completely down before you cut it off. That bulb is building back the energy to rebuild itself so it can grow back and bloom again next year. Now some bulbs just won't, what we call naturalize. They won't stay in the ground and be able to rebloom. Tulips, hyacinths, ranunculus, a number of things either have to be dug up and stored because they need chill. You know, like tulips and hyacinths have to be chilled for about 6 or 8 weeks before they'll rebloom next year. But daffodils, all the daffodils and narcissus, will naturalize, come back, and rebloom. So if it's not blooming, it's gotten too crowded, it needs thinned, it's cutting the foliage off too quick, not enough phosphorus, needs to add something like triple phosphate in his fertilizer program.
And I'm not very familiar with flowers. Are daffodils something that nurseries would have available right now?
No. You plant daffodils in the fall. Now, you might find a pot of daffodils in bloom somewhere right now that you could plant. But daffodils, by and large, have probably already bloomed if they were in the garden. You plant the bulbs in the fall. We get them in September, early October. You plant them. They grow foliage during the winter, and then they bloom. They're one of the earliest bulbs to bloom here in early spring. You know, the little paper white narcissus bloom at about Christmas time, some of them. So,
Nick, we appreciate the call. Let's recap our tip. We're talking outdoor landscape lighting. Where would somebody, if you think of an outdoor nightscape, do you think of a certain place
to look at?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of the resorts do a pretty nice job. If you want to get an idea of how it can be done and done well, you know, go to, and we have some great resorts. You know, drive around, have happy hour at the Westin Kierland or someplace like that, or Marriott Desert, you know, one of the Marriotts or something, and Camelback Inn. Look and see how they've kind of accented or uplighted or accent lighted some of their landscapes. That's a great place to start. And then the key is, you know, if you look around and you see a tree and you see the branches are kind of lit up, but you don't see the light fixture, then they've done a pretty good job. Kind of take that in mind. The idea is you really don't want to see the fixture. You want to see the silhouette or the form of the tree or the shadows on the building or something like that. That's when they've done a really good job, is when you see light or you see what's being lit, but you don't see what's lighting it.
So that's the signature of a well-designed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the moonlighting, where it's like actually in the tree and you can move it as the tree's growing and canopy out and shines down.
Right.
That is probably one of my favorite looks.
Those are pretty cool. That's a little harder to do to get it done right, I think. And it takes certainly the right tree to do it. But those are pretty neat.
And there's a lot of new things in lighting we'll be talking about here on the Rosie on the House program as we transition from garden to the home. We have a special guest, Statewide Lighting, in with us today, breaking down halogen, incandescent, efflorescence. It was actually Mom and Dad, y'all did something interesting, and going through and counting just how many different types of light bulbs you have in your home. Kind of really shocks you when you add it all up.
It's a full-time job.
There was 18 different types of bulbs y'all had?
Yeah, and then you have all those choices within, so we're going to educate everybody on how to do that well.
It's all right here at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to get a head start, that's how you do it.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.